Natalie with KQNK. Today is Friday, November the 11th. Currently with overcast skies, it is 20 degrees. The humidity is 68%. The wind speed is northwest at 14 with gusts to 24 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.28. The dew point is 11 degrees and the wind chill is 7 degrees. It is 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A homeless camp in Lawrence is causing some challenges for the community. Mark Wilson has more.
Residents and businesses have been expressing concerns regarding the city-run homeless camp located in North Lawrence. Recently, Johnny's Tavern closed their business and indicated that they would not reopen until the city responded to their concerns. Johnny's Tavern sits directly in front of the homeless camp. The city announced on Thursday that a fence has been added to provide wind and visual screening to the property and that staff will be placed on site to provide additional help to those residing at the camp.
Governor Laura Kelly announced Thursday that the Kansas Creative Arts Industries Commission has chosen Tracy Brimhall as the 2023 through 26 Poet Laureate of Kansas. Brimhall is a professor and director of creative writing at Kansas State University and will become the state's eighth Poet Laureate when her four-year term begins on January 1st. The program was established in 2004 and is free of charge to all Kansas nonprofit organizations. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Your hard-working John Deere compact utility tractor deserves to be taken care of. And right now is the best time to get your equipment serviced at Prairieland Partners. Choose from a silver or gold service package on compact tractors under 100 horsepower. Plus, they are offering hauling specials for your convenience. Visit PrairielandPartners.com or call today to get your equipment serviced by a John Deere certified technician.
Delivering the right solution.
Why does Daddy spend so much time caring for the land, Mom?
When he's taking care of the land, he's really taking care of us.
How?
He wants us to have clean water to drink, fresh air to breathe, wildlife to enjoy, and he wants to leave this land better than he found it.
Sounds like Daddy loves us a lot.
He sure does.
Conservation, there's something in it for you. Call or visit your local USDA Service Center. Brought to you by the Natural Resources Conservation.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. According to Sean Stewart with AAA Kansas, the price of gas is still tough to predict from week to week. Stewart said this week in Kansas, the average price for gas is $3.41 a gallon, and that's up slightly, about 5 cents, from where we were a week ago, but 10 cents lower than where we were a month ago. He said he thinks this week is just indicative of what has been seen throughout basically the entire year of 2022, and that's lots of fluctuations, as market volatility is still the name of the game. Right now, there's some concerns over Russian oil production cuts and what that could mean for global supplies of oil and gasoline. However, Stewart said the rise could be short-lived because there are reports of new COVID-19 restrictions in China, and that could signal a potential economic slowdown for the world's top oil-consuming nation. In a pre-COVID winter, prices would have been expected to drop anyway. Winter months are typically lower demand periods for gasoline, with fewer people out driving. And as the weather starts getting cold and drivers start dealing with winter weather, that will typically bring less demand for gas. And the winter blend of gasoline is usually a little less expensive to refine than the cleaner-burning summer blend. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment is partnering with a public charity of the National Rockefeller Foundation and providing a second round of free at-home COVID-19 tests to households in every Kansas community. Households across the Sunflower State can visit accesscovidtest.org to place an order for an additional 5 at-home COVID-19 test kits, which Amazon will deliver directly to homes. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment said in a news release that testing before holiday gatherings is one way to prevent spreading COVID-19 to family and friends. And frequent testing is especially important for those with more exposure outside the home, such as kids in school or people who spend time in a group setting. By visiting accesscovidtest.org, Kansans will be able to enter their zip code to order the free rapid at-home COVID-19 test kits. Those needing more support in ordering more COVID-19 test kits can call 866-534-3463. And if you need in need of additional testing, you can visit knowbeforeyougoks.com to find a free testing site in your community. The Kansas Department of Transportation has started work on a bridge replacement project along U.S. 40 in Logan County. The bridge is located approximately 6 miles west of Oakley, and the initial work will primarily take place off the roadway with little to no impact to motorists. Traffic will later be reduced to one lane and controlled by a stoplight while the bridge is being paved, which is scheduled for spring 2023. The construction is expected to be completed in May 2023, weather permitting. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Todd Anderson, at 785-953-6011. The Kansas Corporation Commission wants to remind Kansans that as cold weather approaches, now is a great time to winterize your homes or businesses. The KCC said there are many no or low-cost ways to save energy and utility costs, and for large projects, funding is available to help those who qualify. Homeowners and renters who need help winterizing can contact the Kansas Housing Resources Corporation at kshousingcorp.org. According to the KCC, income-eligible households can receive a comprehensive home energy audit to identify inefficiencies and services, and upgrades are provided free of charge. Help is also available for small business owners in towns with a population of less than 50,000 and agricultural producers. The Kansas Corporation Commission stated that there are things that Kansans can do to reduce energy, to set back the thermostat, change or clean your furnace filters monthly, schedule an annual tune-up for your HVAC system, check and replace weather stripping and seal leaks, let the sun shine in, because by opening the blinds and curtains on the west and south-facing windows during the day, it allows the sun to naturally heat your home. Reduce your hot water heat use, and for more energy-saving ideas, you can visit energysmartkansas.org. In Nebraska news, the Nebraska State Patrol has identified the two people who died in a plane crash on Wednesday in Lincoln County. The two occupants are believed to be the pilot, Adam Helmrichs, 41, of Lincoln, and passenger Zachary Clausen, 22, of Lincoln. Next of kin have been notified, and both families have confirmed that the two were traveling together. Final positive identification is pending additional investigation, and the National Transportation Safety Board is investigating the crash itself. According to the National Transportation Safety Board, or NTSB, and a Federal Aviation Administration crash report, a Piper PA-46 fixed-wing, single-engine aircraft crashed on approach just before 9:30 a.m. on Wednesday near Interstate 80, mile marker 185, halfway between the Maxwell and North Platte exits. A post-impact fire occurred, and the crash report says two people, the flight crew member and a passenger, died in the crash, and the aircraft suffered substantial damage. The Federal Aviation Administration and the NTSB crash report said the aircraft crashed under unknown circumstances. A NTSB investigator was expected to be on the scene yesterday. A 75-year-old inmate died at the Reception and Treatment Center in Lincoln on Tuesday, according to the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services. Terry Inness was serving a 30-to-40-year sentence for two counts of attempted first-degree assault of a child, and he began the sentence in 2011. The cause of death will be investigated by a grand jury, as is the case when an inmate dies in the custody of the Department of Corrections. Officials said Inness had been undergoing treatment for a medical condition. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay football coach Lucas Melvin to update on the season.
I'm here with head football coach Lucas Melvin. Coach, your season ended last week with a 50-14 loss to Beloit, and that's the second time around with Beloit. And Beloit's a very good team, and they come out firing really, really quickly on the opening of that game.
Yeah, they did a good job, and we didn't. I don't watch a ton of film on that last game for a while just because it's a hard to watch sometimes, but just watching a little bit of it, we didn't do things very well defensively at times, which hurt us. And you know, offensively, we probably moved the ball better than I thought we did if you look at stats, but we never could, you know, get it into the end zone. And their first quarter kind of destroyed us, and then we were playing from way behind after that. And I was proud of the kids kept playing, because I think they scored 30 in the first quarter, didn't score any in the second. And then we came out and we scored and you know, held them, and then you know, had some opportunities to maybe get the game back into at least potential to fight back, and we just never were able to do that. And a lot of a lot of that credit goes to them, but also we didn't play kind of like we're capable of, let's put it that way. And you always hate to end like that, but that's the way it was.
Coach, how is it that when you are behind in that, or how much does that take you out of your regular game plan?
Well, it affects you, because you feel like you got to get those chunk plays then and score quickly to try to catch up. So, and you know, and some of it is their defense is doing good to stop the things that you planned on doing. So you got to modify and try some of the other things. So it kind of goes both ways with that. But I'd say, you know, playing behind is hard. It's hard for the kids. It's hard for the coaches, and it's not a position you want to put yourself in.
And offensively, you mentioned that you moved the ball a little bit better than in the second half and so forth, but was there any certain plays or combination of teams that were out on the field that you thought was pretty good?
Well, you know, it didn't really matter what we ran or when. It's just different times, different things would open up. And, you know, Tyler Backman came in and had some nice runs too when he subbed in for Silas. And you know, Roman had some good catches. You know, different guys made some plays. Eli had some good runs. There's just a lot of different guys that were able to make some plays. And we probably had more yards in this game than we did the first game against them when it was closer game. But we just were not consistent in getting into the end zone or anything, which it always hurts you.
Of course, a loss there does end your season. Beloit will advance in to the sectional, and they'll play Kingman. And I think that is a game from the prior year, and we wish them the best of luck. But, Coach, now the season's over, what are some of the things that you're going to tell your athletes what they need to be working on in the off season?
Well, you know, it's always it's bittersweet. Like I told them, football is the one sport where unless you're winning the state championship game, you're probably ending the loss. You know, where basketball, they might play for third place in the state championship game, but even there, you win in most of your season with losses. So it's always tough, but they handled it well. And we always encourage our guys to be multi-sport athletes. So we encourage them, hey, do something in the winter. Be a competitor all year round. That's the best thing they can do at our level, is be a competitor all year round and be practicing, you know, with their teammates in different sports. So we encourage them to go to basketball or football. And then, obviously, you know, hit in the weight room if they're not already in a lifting class. We'll start weight room on Monday morning after buffer week and get to lifting again with those guys who need a little extra. And just encourage them to do the right thing, you know, work on their sleep, work on eating well, work on taking care of their grades and being a good student athlete and overall just being a good person and growing and maturing in that area.
Coach, very large squad you're going to be losing in the seniors. I believe it's 14. Why don't you tell us about losing those seniors, and then let's talk about the state of your team next year.
Yeah, you know, when we talked about it, you know, we're losing a huge class that was really, really good. And, you know, and like I told them after the game and when we met the other day, it's kind of going to be a what if for them. What if that we would have been healthy? What would have happened? Could have been a whole different outlook. The state of our team is looking a little different, obviously because they're all leaving. But really, you know, we were missing three or four of those seniors most of the year and really good ones. So we had to have young guys step up and play. And so I think because of that, we'll probably be a little more prepared next year than we would have been if they would have all been healthy. I don't like it that way, but that's just the way it is. And we'll have to have guys step up and lead. You know, we've talked to the juniors and the sophomores that are going to be seniors and juniors next year about how they have to step up and be leaders in school and in the program and what that's going to look like and try to get some more kids out to fill some of those voids. So we'll see what that looks like over the course of this year. And as they, you know, like I said, I wish them the best of luck in their other sports. I want them to compete at a high level there, too, and I'll be cheering them on there. And then if they do that, they're going to be preparing for football for next year.
like always, the success of this team is based off of some of the people that are outside of the team. And I know you have a few thank yous on that.
Oh, yeah, tons of thank. There's so many people that go into making, you know, the football family work and the schedule work and everything. You know, you talk about Eddie and Terry, who take care of the fields, and I know Marla helps with that. And then our secretaries are awesome. Jody does so much. You know, Coach Johnson does so much for us as an athletic director. He's always making sure we have what we need. You know, and just really the administration as a whole is very supportive. Our parents have been tremendous. They have fed us every Thursday night before every game, and it's just been really awesome to see. Kelly Brown's kind of spearheaded that, but all the parents have chipped in so much to make sure that these guys are well fed, and they packed lunches for them for every away game. So, you know, and we want that. We are a family, and we consider it like that, and we've really felt that this year. And, you know, just thanks to all the seniors and all the people who give so much, like you. You give so much to all the sports, but football, we feel so blessed to have such a wonderful radio crew who tries to video it. And I've had so many compliments on that, and so many people appreciate it when they can't make those long trips, and that's really appreciated. And the people who can't, you know, who don't live close and just want to watch the Blue Jays when they play at home, too. So we appreciate what you do and the newspaper, and just there are so many people. I know I'm leaving out, but the coaches' wives, you know, they put a lot of time into it, but there's so many people that make it happen that I don't even realize, I don't think people understand, but we really appreciate it. And like I tell the kids, they're in a very special place. Norton, Kansas is a very special place for community support for our schools and our athletics and our young people. And I hope they realize how blessed they really are to be here, because it's unlike most places. It's really special.
Coach, we're going to congratulate you on your 6-4 season. And, of course, we'll be looking forward to next year. And, of course, it's always a pleasure to interview you and then watch the team. So reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig, and Coach Melvin, and congratulations to the Blue Jay football team on a great season. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having beef and noodles, whipped potatoes, green beans, mandarin oranges, cheese rolls, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be walking taco, refried beans, fruit, and milk. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, Veterans Day, it should be sunny with a high near 37 and a northwest wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 9 and a north wind around 5 miles per hour. On Saturday, it should be sunny with a high near 45 with a calm wind becoming south around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. On Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 16. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 52. And on Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 17. I'll be back in just a moment with the rest of your forecast.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast for Monday, there's a 20% chance of snow showers before noon, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 40. On Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 40. On Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 40. And on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 43. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 20 degrees. The humidity is 68%. The wind speed is northwest at 14 with gusts to 24 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.28, the dew point is 11 degrees, and the current wind chill is 7 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 824.
Are you living with pain and discomfort in your feet, legs, thighs, or butt? It may be a sign of a serious health problem called peripheral artery disease, or PAD. The most common symptoms of PAD are burning, aching, numbness, or discomfort in your leg or hip muscles while walking. A higher quality of life is possible. If you have any kind of recurrent leg pain, talk with your doctor. Describe when it happens and how it feels. Go to heart.org/PAD to learn more.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas Jayhawks are now bowl eligible, but they're not done fighting for things this year, as they'll try and increase their win total beyond six games, and that starts with a match against Texas Tech on Saturday. And Michael Swain of Fog.net joined WIBW Radio in Topeka. And he gave his thoughts on the KU quarterback situation, and if Jason Bean has the job locked down for the time being.
Say Jalen Daniels is available, you have the ace in the hole, and you can go rock Jason Bean out there, and if he makes mistakes and looks like he did kind of in the middle of the second quarter against Oklahoma, or I think maybe a little bit in the first half against Baylor, even though I'd argue his teammates did not do him any favors. Guess what? You can go roll Jalen Daniels out there and say, great, here's our quarterback that was so good through kind of the first 3 weeks of the season and kind of slowed down against Iowa State and TCU. So I don't know exactly where the coaches stand specifically on this, but I do have an inkling that even if Jalen Daniels was available, I think it's going to take Jason Bean deserving to lose his spot before the coaches do it.
KIN Sports, I'm Fulton Castor.
Why should you add Sustainable Oils Camelina to your crop rotation? Consider this. Sustainable Oils Camelina is the feedstock crop of choice for renewable diesel production, and demand is growing fast. It has strong drought tolerance, cold tolerance, it's easy to grow. You can plant it early, so it doesn't bump up against your winter wheat harvest. You could even double crop for more income on the same acres. You'll have ground cover through the winter with all its biological benefits. We provide growing support all along the way. We'll pay you $300 per acre if you're new to growing Sustainable Oils Camelina and get a certified stand. And here's the kicker. When you partner with us, we'll provide the seed at no cost. Learn more about how Sustainable Oils Camelina could boost profitability on your farm while still protecting your soil and your time at susoils.com. That's susoils.com.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
The Ag Weather and Market Report is being brought to you by the Solutions North Bank, experts in ag lending with locations in Waukini, Hill City, Bogue, Norton, Stockton, and Lenora. Member FDIC.
Remember when you were younger with a vision of your future goals or dreams? Let the lending team at Solutions North Bank help make those goals and dreams a reality. Are you finally ready to expand your farming operation? Maybe you are ready to take the leap and open your own business. No matter what your end vision includes, SNB has the lending tools to help. Stop by and visit with a member of our lending team today. Solutions North Bank. Solutions built on service, stability, and security. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
It is cold this morning. We have a deep upper-level trough of low pressure now extending from the northern plains into the desert southwest. Within that trough, we're seeing several waves of energy one in the upper Mississippi Valley that's going to be swinging through, another digging into the southwest, and scattered showers were lingering over extreme southeastern Kansas this morning, but on the way out. Another disturbance will approach the Texas Panhandle by this afternoon and swing through Oklahoma by this evening. Most of the moisture should be to the south of us